Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel, and we have a guest from New York City online with us, and she's going to be playing in the Bay Area, including two shows in Half Moon Bay very soon. Her name is Dominique Gagné, and she's a beautiful flautist, and so we're going to be talking to her in just a moment. But first, of course, we need to thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, which is a great place to get some really good food. It's not French like she plays, or Brazilian like this music that she plays, but it's good English and American food. Great place to hang out with your friends and family and to celebrate all sorts of great music. And you can make your own music every Thursday at Ori's Open Mic. And Friday and Saturday, you're the star in karaoke as well. So Cameron, thanks for all you do. And Dominique, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for having me. Really excited to be on the show.
Yeah, we're excited to have you come to town soon. So our mutual friend Dave Shore, who puts all sorts of great things together, helped put together you coming to Half Moon Bay, and you're going to be playing the first gig at the newly reopened Cafe Society, and we're so excited about that. You're playing with your musical partner some Brazilian music, Cesar Garabini.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
And you've played flute for a long time, and we're actually going to be playing a video. We're going to be playing a song that you got second place for in a flute contest online back during the pandemic. And you teach. You've been doing this for a long time. Tell us a little bit about how you got into becoming the wonderful flautist that you are.
Oh, thank you. Well, I owe it all to my dad. Unfortunately, he passed away a long time ago when I was only 23, but he was a jazz pianist. And so I guess I just, like a lot of my friends, a lot of their fathers were jazz musicians, and that's kind of how it's been passed on. Unfortunately, you know, we need more women in jazz. I'm really thankful to having had him as my dad. And so I was raised with jazz. I started on piano, and then once I was 10, I got into flute and just loved it, and was also blessed to have a really great public school music department that in Londonderry, New Hampshire. So shout out to Londonderry High School and Andy Susi, who was my amazing band director. He's retired, but he took the band all over the world, and they marched in Pasadena a number of times, and they even marched in China for the Olympics. So coming from a really great music program like that was a real blessing.
That's incredible.
How I got lucky.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's take a listen to the first song you're going to share. And this is, you co-wrote it with Cesar, and it's called Palisade
yep.
Samba. And we're going to take a listen, and we'll can talk a little bit about it on the other side. So this is Dominique Gagné and Cesar Garabini and their original song, Palisade Samba.
Thank you.
everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel, and we are speaking with Dominique Gagné from New York City. And we just listened to an original tune by her and her current musical partner, Cesar Garabini, and that was the Palisade Samba. Dominique, tell us a little bit about how you started working with Brazilian music and with Cesar.
Sure. So we have a tradition in the music that we play. It's called choro, and it's a kind of the equivalent of ragtime. It was became popular at the turn of the century in Brazil and was developed in Rio, and it's a combination of like European music that came over when the court came over from Portugal and African music like the lundu and the maxixe and what happened when they kind of combined and got syncopated. So we have a jam session that was happening for years at this tiny little restaurant called Beco Bar in Williamsburg. And I would always go and hear Cesar play with the Regional de New York, which is a group of really high-end players. And they had a flute player from Israel, Hadar Neuberg, who always blew the roof off the place. And I eventually ended up studying with her. So long story short, I would go and sit in and play a couple of tunes here and there. What happened is over the pandemic, I got a gig playing in the garment district on 34th Street outside last summer for 8 weeks in a row. So I hired Cesar for the whole series. And a couple weeks in, he said, hey, let's be duo partners and let's make an album. And I almost fell off my chair because I had always, you know, looked up to him as such a virtuoso, you know, playing Lincoln Center and all over the place. And then all of a sudden here I am playing with him, and it just was such an honor. So it really made me practice really hard. And he always challenges me to be basically the best musician I can because he plays so incredibly fast and he makes it look so easy. Yeah, it's just been really, really fun to take the duo into house concert settings and concert settings where it's just the two of us. And there's just nothing like playing in a duo. So that's kind of a little bit of the history of.
Oh, that's so cool. Cool. Well, I'm going to change things up a little bit. We talked about doing your song next, but you know, since we're talking about him and the choro, why don't we let people know you're going to be playing at Cafe Society on Friday, September 9th, and then at the Half Moon Bay Library on Sunday, September 11th at from 2 to 4. And both of those are free. So we want people to know about that, and you're bringing Cesar with you. So let's go ahead and just play the next song that you are going to share. That's by the two of you. And these are all super fresh tracks, everybody. You are getting first time listening to these on the radio. So this next one is by Cesar and it's called
Sara Sambando. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You say it better than me. Sara Sambando. And this is by Cesar Garabini, performed by Cesar and Dominique Gagné. Let's take a listen and we'll talk a little bit more on the other side. Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We're speaking with Dominique Gagné, and we just listened to an original tune by her Toto partner, Cesar Garabini, and they're going to be here on the Coastside and also at the Sound Room in Berkeley the second weekend of September. So where can people find out about where you're performing? Do you have a website that shows those things?
Yeah, I'll post everything on my website. It's just DominiqueGagné.com, and Cesar has a website too, but he's at CesarGarabini.com. So we both have websites.
Wonderful. You also, obviously, you've done a lot of other things too. So let's just run down really quick where you're going to be again. So Friday, September 9th is going to be here at Cafe Society. And then Saturday, you're going to be in Berkeley at the Back Room.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. September 10th. And then September 11th, the free show also at the Half Moon Bay Library from 2 to 4. And that sounds like so much fun.
Yes.
So you guys are both going to be doing those three shows that weekend. But you also have done a lot of other things through the years. So we're going to share a little bit about the last song we're going to share is you and your quartet. Tell us a little bit about that. I imagine you still perform with them too.
Well, we actually haven't done a gig since we made that recording. I had a very last minute call from the National Flute Association, who I've been performing with for years. Is, you know, when they have a jazz flute big band every year, and sometimes I conduct, sometimes I play, and they have contests. And I had come in fourth place, but then somebody decided they didn't want to be or couldn't be in the contest that year, so they called me and they said, "You have a week. Can you make a video? Because this year's contest is going to be online." And I said, "Sure." They said, "Yeah, but the video has to be four songs." I said, "Oh my goodness." So my friend Eugene, who lives a block away, had turned his living room over COVID into a wonderful recording studio where he made videos. I think now he's made something like 60 videos with jazz musicians from all over the city. So, and he was putting them on YouTube, and they were such good quality that I said, "Hey, could you do this for me?" And he said, "Absolutely." So, and he plays guitar. So I kind of just put the group together really quickly with my friend Eric Reeves, who I've known for probably 15 years since Vermont, and he's on drums. And then my new friend, Marwan Alam, who's from Tunisia, who's just a killing bass player. And we had literally no rehearsal. Like, we rehearsed that day, and they learned all these really difficult arrangements, including the one that you'll hear. It's really Bill Evans' arrangement, but I stole the idea from him going through the from 3 to 4, back and forth and back and forth for I'll Remember April. And it took us many takes because every one of us kept screwing up. Like, one person would mess up on one take, and then the next take, the next person would mess up. So I think this was like our eighth take where we finally, nobody messed up.
I remember how challenging that was. But you did that in the choir I'm in. So recording all of that on video. I totally get it. But it's a wonderful performance. So you guys can find Dominique's YouTube channel. It's Dominique, DominiqueGagné, Gagné, GAGNE. Yep. And really beautiful music. So we're going to go ahead and take us out with this, her version of I Remember April, and this won her second place in the flute contest in 2020. And I hope everybody gets a chance to come see you in town. So thank you so much, Dominique, for joining us. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Everyone, take good care.
Oh, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yep. And everybody, enjoy. Thank you.
been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.